7:04 p.m. Welcome to our Zoom meeting and we'll rise for Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will the clerk please call the roll? Karen, you around?
Yeah, I'm here. Ted Estuan?
Here.
Stephen Jalowick?
Here.
David Kupchansky? Raul Sanchez?
Here.
Albert Miskiewicz?
Here.
Glenn Stevens?
Here.
Raymond Sadlick?
Ray's excused, Karen. He sent me a note he wasn't going to be able to make it.
Okay, and Cynthia Nopick?
Here.
And I'm also showing Carlos Sarmiento is here, Ryan McAvoy is here, and Barbara Schellenberg is here.
Okay. We'll move on to item number 4, additions, deletions, and corrections to the agenda. For the record, let the record state that we do not have any additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda this evening. And we'll move on to number 5, communications. The board did receive communications. Okay, hold on one second. Let me admit Dave back. Dave, you back? Okay, he's back in. So I just let Dave back in. The board did receive communications regarding a zoning violation that on 49 Burtville will put on this on the agenda for next month, where I can provide more details to everyone at this time. But for the record, I just wanted to say that we did receive communications, but because it involves a personnel issue, we're not at liberty to discuss it right now from the advice of legal counsel. Okay, and then we'll move on to the public portion. Is there anybody from the public who would like to address the commission at this time? Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? Okay, we'll move on to item number 7, approval of minutes, 5/19/20 regular meeting minutes. I don't remember if we ever, Karen, did we ever get the minutes? Because I don't remember ever seeing them.
Thought I sent them, I'll double check that. I have to table it for now.
Can you double check that, please? Because I don't have a copy. Does everybody have a copy? Did anybody get them? Okay, no. All right, then I move that we table the approval of the minutes until next month. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Receipt of new applications. There are no new applications this month to be received. So we'll move on to item number 9, public hearing. 9-1, 98 Seymour Avenue, Dan's Magic, Daydreamers, application for special exception use for a daycare center in the I-1 zone. Okay, Debbie, do you have anything to add for this meeting, because the applicant is here?
Not at this time.
Okay, Ryan, I know you did a review letter, and the review letter was pretty much short and sweet. The only question we had was regarding parking, and they were well above the parking requirements, I believe, for that site.
Well, so your regulations allow for I would suggest a little flexibility with regard to parking, particularly when uses on a property are pretty clearly not coinciding in terms of their peak. So you have a statement of use and a response prepared by the applicant. I did do a little bit of research because our regulations are not really clear on parking demand for a daycare, but if you refer to the Institute of Transportation Engineers parking guidelines, daycares on a per student basis have a sort of a maximum parking number of 0.34 spaces per student. The last meeting, the applicant stated they had 15 students. That's 5 spaces or 5.1 spaces. So, and pretty clearly, again, the dance studio, I think anecdotally and from the applicant's testimony, has peak hours after normal business hours and on weekends. clearly not coinciding with the daycare.
Got it. Okay. Deb, you or Alyssa have anything else to add? I think we pretty much covered it at the last meeting.
Yeah, I think we pretty much covered it at the last meeting. Thank you very much.
Okay.
One bookkeeping item, Mr. Chairman. I know this is very minor, but
sure.
The applicant did not submit a site plan associated with this application. So you have the ability to act on this, but they do have to formally request that the that a site plan to an APU standard not be required. So I would ask if the applicant wishes to make that request at this meeting.
Okay.
So let me clarify. is it the applicant's request that the commission waive the requirement for a site plan to A2 standards for this application?
I'm sorry, what? Can you explain that better? I'm sorry.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
There's like 12 people that are nodding their heads, in an affirmative manner.
Thank you, everybody.
I'll take 6 seconds to explain it. The regulations have a requirement that a site plan be submitted with an application. Your particular site had an application and a site plan back in 2011 when the band studio was approved. So we know you're not making any site plan improvements. We know you're not making any changes. But in order for the commission formally to consider an application absent that site plan, the request has to come from you that you do not, that you ask the commission to waive that requirement. So.
Okay, yes. Definitely. We have to waive that.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions from commission members? I think that's the only thing we were waiting for from last month was the parking and all that. And we've got that taken care of. Any commission member? Questions? Okay, since this is a public hearing, I'll open it up to public. Does anyone from the public wish to address the commission on this application at this time? Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? Okay, with that being said, I move that we close the public hearing. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, item number 10, no new business. Item number 11, old business. 198 Seymour Avenue, Dance Magic Daydreamers application for a special exception use for a daycare center in an I-1 zone, continued discussion and possible action. I do have a motion prepared here. I'll read it and then we can discuss it. It's the application for special exception use for a daycare, 198 Seymour Avenue. The applicant's Alyssa Parlow. Pursuant to Section 195-44, the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission finds that the application supporting documentation as presented in accordance with Sections 195-44. In addition, the Commission finds that the joint use of the parking space for the daycare and the existing dance studio will not overlap and a reduction of 25% of the combined parking total is acceptable. Therefore, following review of the plans and supporting documentation submitted in support of this application, the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission hereby approves the application for special exception use for Alyssa Parlow on property shown on Derby Assessor's Map 8-9, lots 205 and 207, subject to the following conditions. The approval shall be based upon the following documents submitted, following conditions. That the applicant is granted a waiver of Section 195-33 of the zoning regulations requiring a Class A2 survey for the final plan, which you waive. Okay, number two, the special exception approval shall not be effective until the following is completed and filed on the Derby land records. All documentation shall be reviewed by the city engineer, corporation counsel, and the Derby zoning enforcement officer. The special exception approval is filed along with any conditions in accordance with the general statutes in the state of Connecticut. An easement granting parking rights to encompass the proposed parking area for the proposed use, or confirmation from Corporation Counsel that current parking easements on file are suitable to support the daycare use in addition to the existing dance studio. Any modifications to the above reference drawing shall be submitted to the planning and zoning staff for review. Okay, the approval shall be based upon the following documents submitted in support of this application, statement of use, the application for special exception and or site plan approval, sketch of floor plan entitled Dance Magic Child Daycare Center, 198 Seymour Avenue, Derby, Connecticut, not drawn to scale, dated unknown, prepared by unknown. Letter from the owner of the parcel dated May 14th, 2020. Letter from the applicant in response to comments from Malonum Chrome Inc. undated, received on May 19th, 2020 via email. Testimony from the applicant, city staff and commission and the public at the public hearings held on May 19th and June 16th, 2020. That's the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Any discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Luck.
Okay. Item number 11-2, map 7-8, lot 1, Schrade Roosevelt, LLC, application for a site plan approval for a contractor yard for a crane business plus warehouse and storage of large equipment and commercial vehicles for other businesses. Continued discussion and possible action. Okay, I know there's been some, a letter that Ryan sent dated June 11th, Schrade from Malone and Broom, with some of his concerns. Ryan, do you want to go through it? Do you want to go through what's left open, you feel, or what needs to be addressed still?
Sure thing. So in my letter, I guess the first item I'll point out is that the Inland Wetlands Agency did approve this application last week at their regularly scheduled meeting. They did have a list of conditions, which included some requested modifications or required modifications and posting of bond for sediment erosion controls. Additionally, there are some planning related or zoning related items that we did not discuss during the wetland meeting that I thought we would raise as part of this application. And some of it is a little, I don't want to get lost in the weeds, but a couple things that bookkeeping items typically, whether or not the WPCA has approved the connection, whether or not any signage is proposed, which sometimes doesn't occur during the planning and zoning process, sometimes that's post approval. Some minor details associated with where curbing is proposed, where if the applicant's proposing any fixtures or any lighting fixtures, and how they went about calculating the required landscaping area for the parking lot. But the item that I think was sort of open from the last meeting that was the most discussed tonight and probably warrants the most discussion tonight would be regarding the landscaping or buffering or what have you around outdoor storage areas. There is no requirement for landscaping or buffering for the building. That's considered a permitted as of right use. The outdoor storage area does have some enhanced buffering, and the applicants provided plans and information regarding what is there today between their limited development and the trail. As an example of what could be utilized for screening of the outdoor storage areas. And then lastly, I don't want to indicate there, make people think that this is a major concern, but there are Army Corps of Engineer easements on this property. And those easements are very specific as to how deep you're allowed to excavate or to do any construction work. What they're concerned about, and without speaking for the Army Corps, is that if you go below a certain elevation, excavate below a certain elevation, construct below a certain elevation, then you could theoretically compromise the integrity of the levee. I don't believe the applicant is doing that as part of their plan. I do have a recommendation that, somewhat separate perhaps from the Planning and Zoning Commission review, but that they do broach their site plan with the Army Corps of Engineers to make sure that they don't have any concerns or issues with regard to their easement on the site.
So basically, Ryan, what here is, based on the review, because there, it's like having wetlands on a site. They had to go before wetlands. There is an Army Corps of Engineer easement. If they're not going to disturb the easement to what the easement is for, it doesn't need to be a condition of approval that they go down that path first. But is our suggestion that if any work's being done that does affect that, that in parallel with whatever they're doing, they just refer it over to the Army Corps of Engineers. It's not stopping them from doing anything, but they should just let them know what they're doing near that easement.
It's a heads up.
Is that the way I'm reading it?
It's a heads up.
Okay.
This is Attorney Dominic Thomas representing the applicant. The what we're talking about is a restriction, not necessarily an easement, to not go below elevation five. If we're not going below elevation five, we're not going to the Army Corps of Engineers. We only have to go there if my client decides that he wants to, in some fashion, excavate below excavation elevation. Okay.
All right, let me ask a question here because this sends a mixed signal. I've just stated that it's not a condition of approval, but it's something that you should at least let them know. It doesn't mean you have to go before them for an approval. So if it doesn't cost you anything and you don't have to go before an approval, it's just an FYI, then what's the problem? As a commission, I'm going to ask them, what's the problem?
I will tell you what the problem is. I don't like to communicate with the Army Corps of Engineers because once you do, it can be the equivalent of stepping into quicksand. I don't, unless there is jurisdiction by the Army Corps of Engineers for required work, there is no need for my client to go there.
And I'll unless go back to the question I had then. What's the problem? If there's no need,
once you write them a letter. Once you write them a letter, they could decide they want to do a review and they could delay it for months. There's no reason, as long as we're not violating what's there, there is no reason for us to notify them. I reviewed the documents that were provided to me by Ryan's office and I read them through and I do not see anything in the documents that but it's on my client. It's not, in my opinion, it is not, a prerogative of the commission, just like the commission would say to an applicant, if you need to, then go to OSTA. If you don't, you don't have to go to OSTA. Same thing.
Okay, I wanted to make that a matter of public record because Ryan had mentioned it, and I wanted to clarify, although there is no work there, so I, you know, and this is my opinion only, that it doesn't need to go before of Army Corps of Engineers, I'm asking the question, what does it hurt? Because if something does come up, because we are in contact with the Army Corps of Engineers regarding other issues in town constantly. So in my opinion, you know, if they come by and say, what's going on here? How come you didn't refer to us? I just want it to be a matter of record that we suggested that you go before them anyway, regardless of your opinion, because Dominic, although I do respect your opinion, you're not the Army Corps of Engineers.
Correct.
So. Okay.
That's on my client. He's relying on me.
Okay. Any other comments from any commission members on that subject before we move on?
I'll let that one sit.
Okay, George, you're the applicant. You don't get to you can comment if you want though.
No, I'm leaving this up to Dominic. He knows a lot more than I do, so I'm kind of leaving in the ball in his court, so okay. I'm just listening, and you know, as we go on with this meeting, if I got something to say, I'll say okay. It. So
okay, thanks, George. Any other comments from commission members? Well, okay, Ryan, anything else do you have to add from your letter? Dave, you raised your hand. Dave. Dave Kupchansky, can you hear me? You raise your hand. Do you want to speak?
His mic isn't there anymore.
Dave, mute audio. Dave, we can't hear you. Oh, there you are. It went away again. Dave, you there? Hold on. Dave, can you hear us? I unmuted you, Dave, but we can't hear you. All right, here we go again. Glenn, it keeps coming and going. Hold on one second, everybody. He keeps raising his hand, so I'll just send him a note. All right, I just sent him a note.
For the record, his microphone just appeared. Oh, now it disappeared again.
No, it just comes and keeps coming and going. I try to unmute him, so I just sent him a note that we could not hear him.
Who is it, Ted? I'm sorry.
Say that again?
It's Dave Kupczynski.
Mark.
So he's the only... You should send him a note. The best thing to do if you have problem or you're using wireless because of the video part of it, you need to use the phone to call in on the phone. You'll get better, clearer, and consistent audio. Because unless somebody's showing something on the screen that they have to share, the video is just to look at everybody's beautiful faces.
All right, I sent him two messages and he has not replied out of chat.
Well, while we're waiting, I did want to ask. We did submit a response. Alan did submit a response to Ryan today. I know it was, obviously we were pressed for time with respect to getting it. Alan submitted a response and also revised the plans in accordance with all of Ryan's requests. I don't know if Ryan got it. I emailed it to him sometime this afternoon, and. He addressed them all except for two. One was the Army Corps, which I had instructed if we're not going below 5 feet. If we go below 5 feet, we have to go to Army Corps of Engineers. If we're not going, we don't. The plans don't show us going below elevation five. And it's the WPCA. It's a sewered piece of property. We will file our application if we get an approval. I don't think there's any issue with hooking up. I think there's going to be one bathroom in the place, so one sink, and that's it. So it's not going to be much of an issue, but we haven't applied to WPCA. As of yet, the city did assure us that the problem with the sewer connection, where the two pipes were at, when they met each other, they were at 1 foot level differential, that was corrected and the sewer is hooked up. So that's what we were told by the city. But Ryan, did you get what I sent this afternoon?
I did, Attorney Thomas. I forwarded along to the commission, although I did advise them that as the plans were not able to be up on the website 24 hours in advance of this meeting, that technically they shouldn't be considering them there as part of this meeting.
Right. Well, as I said in my email, hopefully your requirements, since they were all complied with by Alan, and Alan can address them verbally because it can still be testimony. You can hear from Alan. Alan could review them. It could be considered, and it could be made conditions of approval if there is an approval. So Alan can, if you want, while we're waiting for Dave, Alan Shepard can review his responses to Ryan's report.
What I'll do is. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you just fine, Alan.
Okay, good. So I'll quickly go through the items. I think they're smaller in nature, and I did correct them. Although, if you want to make it a conditional approval, that's fine.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Number one, I had no comment. We got the wetland approval. Number two was curbing. You had a question about curbing. And I would put the curbing along the building, and the rest of it's not going to be curbed. It'll run off to the rain gardens, and the curbing along the building's just there to protect the buildings. The proposed signs, we'd have one at the entranceway into the property, and then at the two entranceways into the proper property courtyard, if you will. Of course, the signs would meet the Derby regulations. We would put a DOT guardrail on top of a small wall that we have just between the site driveway and the dike. So in one area, it's a little higher than 4 feet, so we would do that. The gravel driveway that we would have for the parking area, storage areas, would be 2 inches of process, 15 of DOT aggregate. We're going to have trucks on and stuff like that, so that's, I think, adequate. And we have not received the water pollution control, but we will submit to that. Same with the fire marshal. We haven't sit down with him or submitted it for his, but I'm sure there's going to be building concerns there with storage and sprinkler systems and stuff that we will have to go through. Outdoor lighting would be on the building only. George could correct me if I'm wrong.
Alan, let me just address one thing. We did get I did receive a note late this afternoon from the fire marshal that he apologizes for his delay. He did receive this plans and he saw no issues with fire department access. He will perform his fire code issues when you supply plans. But as far as fire department access, he doesn't see any at all.
Fair enough. And we added a coverage calculation for the coverage for the parking lot planting islands. So a little worksheet on how we came across that. As far as the Army Corps review, Dominic addressed that.
So. Okay. Thanks, Alan.
All right, no problem.
Dave, I unmuted you, Dave. If you're in by phone, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. Did you have any question? Yeah. You were raising your hand before and we couldn't hear you.
I had a question about the Army Corps of Engineers easements. Are they depicted on the plan?
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure if you were trying to get a hold of us for some reason that we didn't want to leave you hanging. So.
No, did you just hear me?
Yes, we just heard you.
Oh, okay.
We're not talking about easements. We're technically talking about restrictions. These are from 1969 or so, 1970. And what they are, they prevent, there are, easements, I believe, that are depicted on and that will be impacted with respect to access on the property when the property is sold, because Derby has to give it to us subject to the DOT's right of an easement to get to the train tracks. And that has been depicted on the property division plan. With respect to, and let me go back to, I can pull up the documentation that was sent to us by Ryan, which documentation was from the 1969. And what it was listed that there was a restriction on the property not to excavate in any fashion below elevation 5. And that is what Ryan is referring to.
Okay.
And are there any drainage easements through the property, Dominic?
No, not in the location we are developing, but I can leave it up to Alan. There is, and Ryan, I know it was explained at the last meeting that there was. I'm going to be mistaken, Alan. If you want to, or Ryan pointed out, there are things that drain the water drains through the dike onto the. Through floodgates. But that's, did not notice any drainage easements on the property that we are developing. In other words, there's no right to drain across it.
Okay. So, Dave, anything else as long as we got you on the phone here before we lose you again?
No, you won't lose me again.
Okay.
No, thanks, that's all I have on that.
Okay.
So if you want me to expand on that a little bit, Mr. Chairman, there are drainage easements through other parts of, I'd say, I'll call the original property here, that come down from the Aldi's Shopping Plaza through the Coalition, I'm going to call it the Coalition property, the earth processing property, and then out to the river. That is one easement where there's a 48-inch conduit that I'm aware of. I think to answer Dave's question with regard to where it shows up on the plans, the best place I can see, and Alan is free to correct me if I'm wrong, but the best place to see the location of those restrictions may actually be on the title sheet. There are lines running north to south and right to left on the title sheet that show the limits of that restrictive area where excavation below a certain or construction below a certain elevation is reviewable by the Army Corps of Engineers, which I'd say encompasses about, I'm going to throw a ballpark estimate, about half of this property.
Okay. So any other? Yeah. So we pretty much went through this, and that's one of the issues we had with the Army Corps of Engineer, the drainage easements, which you've explained. I don't think there was anything else. I know that there was a guide rail on that certain section. Other than that, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, this is, given the area, I know screening was a big question mark before, but how much of that can you possibly do in the area that we're in now? I mean, selectively salvage whatever you can and plant other things. They've already agreed to do that, so that's a non-issue. And you can't really screen it from a walkway that's 40 feet high on levee along a river that meanders through under Route 8. I mean, that's, you know, there's only so much we can do with what we have. Any other comments from any commission members for the applicant or our own city engineer?
Mr. Chair?
Sure.
As far as the buffering being an issue, is there any, I mean, can they take a guess as to what kind of equipment would be stored outside versus inside? And if it's a lift type of equipment, is it going to be extended for safety reasons? And are pieces of equipment going to be extended in the air in non-business hours?
Well, I mean, George can correct me, but I think the possibility exists. This is an industrial zone. The possibility exists that during non-business hours, there will be. I don't know if they leave cranes up, but that's always a possibility. They could also be doing work on the cranes and have it up. I'm not sure about lifts. You know, sometimes they do them and lay them up for safety, but. I mean, it's, I don't know what else to say other than the fact that it's an industrial zone and there's no restrictions. There doesn't appear to be any restrictions on a person operating in the industrial zone to be able to do that. Plus the fact, as I presented, if you recall at the last meeting, I presented the historical photos, pre-flood, post-flood, and, 1986. I mean, this property has been not exactly a pristine property, and it also along the same area. You have other issues, but my client intends on cleaning it up, making it look nice. But yes, there will be pieces of equipment that may very well be extended at non-business hours, overnight, or anything like that.
George, you want to mention to the commission, George, where you are now, because I know you're in a couple of parcels and where you're trying to consolidate to, because we know this is the area you're trying to consolidate a lot of stuff to. Where are you currently residing the cranes?
All right now I'm residing at 205 Water Street, which is an industrial piece of property also. And I do have cranes extended in the air, probably, let's say 110 feet, one as a yard crane and which causes no threat to anybody because that piece of property is very large. If a crane ever fell over, it wouldn't hit anything in the area. It would be the same thing over at the commercial piece of property I'm looking at now where the river walk was. I would never have a piece of equipment that high if something that would ever happen would jeopardize anybody around me. If something did happen, it would fall on my own piece of property, and it would be my damage to myself, and would hurt anybody else. It wouldn't hit the railroad tracks, because there's also stipulations how close I can get to railroad tracks. I go through this all the time when I work in other towns. I got cranes that have over 400 feet on them, downtown Stamford at times. You know, you have to leave them up overnight. They're secure. You know, this is what construction is about when it comes to the crane business. As far as the building goes, there's not going to be any inside storage of cranes. Actually, they're going to be outside. The building I'm putting up, I want to put up, it's going to be for inside storage. It relates to my business as far as contractors that need inside storage as far as electrical components, mechanical components, things that can't get wet. Also, too, as part of that building, I was looking towards cut a small part of that off and give it to a manufacturer that needs a small place to go. Because right now, I've already got like three parcels in Derby. I got one over on Roosevelt. I'm looking at another parcel over there. Yeah, but that's not going to be storing cranes over there. That's inside storage. Basic right there. I need outside storage like I have at Roosevelt, at Water Street, which I already outgrown. And okay. I need this expansion so I can continue to, you know, grow in Derby. I can give a better tax base.
What about Park Avenue, George? I know you store cranes at Park Avenue because that was an issue way, way, way back. So,
I really don't Park store Avenue. Cranes there.
Okay.
Park Avenue, what you saw there recently had to do with the pump station that was going on. And I was hired by the contractor there to store the equipment because they had to go to a certain area where they could park it at night. And what people see there now, it's basically some leftover stuff that they're still working on the pump station. And also, too, I just got a contract from Dinto that's doing all the electrical work on the tracks from Derby up to the Naugatuck or further for storage of these shelters. And they're quite big. And so, like I said, I'm running out of room for outside storage. And, you know, like I said, this stuff is all new. It's all clean. Even my equipment. It's not a rust bucket. I upgrade my system all the time. I'm buying new cranes all the time. I trade the old ones in. Right. Basically, I try to run a clean operation.
Okay. Thanks, George. I appreciate it. Other questions from commission members?
That was helpful, Ted. I really appreciate you asking that. That because I think that was a good way to get a summary. Thanks, George. Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Go ahead, Glenn.
So I've seen his operation on Water Street. I go by it every day, and sometimes I get stuck behind one of his cranes at that traffic light on Water Street. I can't make it through because the crane takes some time. So I'd be happy to have him move some of those cranes over somewhere else. Anyway. and I've seen some of his competitors that also keep a crane yard. Our facility is next to one of his competitors. He keeps it just as clean as they do. In fact, they have a problem keeping the ospreys out of their cranes if they sit there for more than a day. So if he keeps it as clean as he does Water Street, I'd be happy.
Okay. Thanks, Lynn. I appreciate the input. Anybody else? Anyone else? Thanks for the summary, George. It's always nice to hear from the applicant. That's why we always invite the applicant here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anything else? Any other questions? Okay, I do have a motion here, and I'll read it. It's quite lengthy. So just bear with me, and you have to listen to me a little bit longer, and then we'll discuss the motion. Okay, the applicant is Schrade Roosevelt LLC, Division Street, application for site plan approval, Assessor's Map 7-8-1. Okay, pursuant to Section 195-48, the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission finds the following. The application and supporting documentation as presented is in accordance with Sections 195-48, subsection A through E. The application proposes to construct a warehouse and outdoor storage for cranes and other construction-related vehicles. The applicant's engineer has produced documentation demonstrating that formal stormwater detention is not warranted. The stormwater quality enhancements provided and is therefore in compliance with the regulations. The site plan improvements contain a detailed sediment and erosion control plan that is in compliance with Derby zoning regulation. Existing vegetation between the outdoor storage areas and adjacent pedestrian path along the greenway provides suitable screening in accordance with sections 195-26CC2. Therefore, following review of the plans and supporting documentation submitted in support of this application, the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission hereby approves the application for site plan approval on property shown on Derby Assessor's Map 7-8, Lot 1, subject to the following conditions. The applicant shall obtain approval from the Derby Water Pollution Control Authority, WPCA, for the proposed sanitary sewer connection. The applicant shall submit an architectural plan demonstrating compliance with applicable zoning regulations regarding maximum building height, a footprint not to exceed what is shown on the reference plan, and in general conformance with the style of buildings depicted in the submitted photos. All building-mounted lighting shall be shielded or directed as to the light, the glare, as to the limit the glare on adjacent properties. The height of any building-mounted light shall not exceed 20 feet from ground level. The dumpster enclosure shall be constructed of materials required in Section 195-39J2. All retaining walls near parking areas shall incorporate protective guide rails for vehicular safety. The parking area on the east side of the proposed building shall be suitably graded to direct runoff to the proposed rain gardens. To the extent possible, concentration of runoff from paved surfaces across gravel outdoor storage areas shall be avoided. All site signage shall be reviewed by the zoning enforcement officer for compliance with the Derby zoning regulations. The applicant is hereby notified that certain easement is in favor of Army Corps of Engineers exist on the parcel. While not in the jurisdiction of the Planning and Zoning Commission, it is recommended that the applicant contact ACOE to determine if the site plan as presented warrants any review or approval from ACOE. The zoning enforcement officer and city engineer shall have the authority to direct the applicant to install additional S&E control measures as conditions may warrant. Any modifications to the above referenced drawing shall be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission for review and action if necessary. The building official shall not issue any building or zoning permits on the lots until the city finance director has verified that all fees have been paid in accordance with the City of Derby Ordinance Section 85-3. That is the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Any discussions? Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Dave.
Page 5 of the site plan submission talks about maintenance and inspections of the site. And it asks for a third party inspector. And it calls for the inspection reports to be submitted to, and Alan, I want you to hear this, to submit it to the Oxford Conservation Commission. I think we need to correct that on the plans and find out who those third-party reports are going to go to.
Alan, you got that?
Good relation.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Carl.
Yeah, go ahead, Carlo.
All special inspections usually go through my office, and most of the time I will require special inspections for anything that it cannot be handled in-house.
Thanks, Carlo.
Commissioner Kopchanski is referring to the soil erosion sediment control plan. Is that correct, Alan?
Yes, he is. And
it should be.
Boilerplate is great, but once in a while you miss one of those. So.
Yeah. Okay, Ryan has his hand physically raised. He didn't raise his hand electronically. He has a physical hand raised. So we're going to call on Ryan. Go ahead.
Just real quick, it should be noted that the one of the conditions of approval of the Inland Wetlands Agency was also that erosion inspections are required. So it is covered under the wetlands permit as well.
Okay.
But not for the Oxford plant, not Oxford Conservation Commission.
Yeah, you're right.
No, it's required to be reported to the Wetlands Enforcement Officer.
I've never seen those boilerplate carry over on plans before.
Never happens to any.
Never in my 40 years of construction I've ever seen that happen.
Alan,
or should I say not seen that happen?
Dave, good catch.
I do. I try my best, but you know, once in a while they get away.
Every set of plans, Alan has one. I always pick them out. Dave caught this one. Good job, Dave.
Good job, Dave.
No lie.
Okay, the motions are made and seconded and discussed thoroughly. Any further discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, congratulations, George.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, payment of bills, number 12. Motion to pay bills if deemed correct. Is there a second?
So moved. So moved. Seconded.
Seconded. Is any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion to adjourn. It is, I don't even know what time it is, 7:51.
Perfect.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining. Thank you for bearing with us in this madness.
I feel like the Brady Bunch.
There you go. Yeah. We're just like the Brady Bunch. Are you kidding me?
Everybody wave now.
Have a good night.
Hey, everybody wave.
Good night, John Boy.
Thank you, everybody. There you go. Thanks, Drew. Take care, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.